IVM.
Hi everybody, welcome to the final episode of the Sponge Podcast for this, its first season. Let's call it a season because we hope to come back. But for now, this is the last episode. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to Ambi about the last chapter in his book, One Final Squeeze. Hi, Ambi, how's it going?
Hey, good. Good to be back.
Yes, yeah. It is. It's Ambi, it's been...
Seems like yesterday we recorded the first episode.
I know. Oh. It's been a lot of fun, though, and it's been incredibly valuable for me. I mean, like, honestly, I like this idea. Hey, I get to sit across somebody with your experience and ask him questions and pepper him with questions.
My age. Experience is okay.
No, but again, I mean, like, you know, you're somebody who I've always admired. You've done a lot of stuff in the areas that I am trying to do stuff with. So this has been unquestionably invaluable for me, right? I mean, like, it's been a great podcast to do. It's been a lot of fun to listen to all the stories, but let's do one last story.
Okay, one last squeeze.
One last squeeze. Yes.
Okay, so let me... get off with this, right?
Yeah, let's start with the story,
so,
right? I mean, like,
so let me tell you this little story. You know, I got certified as an executive coach with Coaching Foundation of India, is India's foremost coaching certification organization, and the kind of the guru whom we all kind of respect and regard is Dr. B.J. Prashantam. Dr. Prashantam is a highly respected counselor. He runs the Vellore Christian Medical College, Vellore's. They have a counseling center, and he's been running it for many years. And he's done great work, not just executive coaching, but in all areas of counseling. Mm-hmm. For example, he comes and takes a lot of sessions for the CFI, and he trains us. So he has worked with, for example, the tsunami victims.
Okay.
You know, how do you help them overcome? Because a lot of fisher folks really got destroyed by the tsunami which happened, you know, on the Tamil Nadu coast. How do you get them to overcome the grief?
Right.
You
know? So
they were scared of even looking at the sea. Right? Because you're permanently etched in your mind that it'll one day come and, you know, kind of swallow you up. So he also is a great storyteller. He tells really nice, fun stories with a very strong message underlying that, you know. So this is an interesting story he told, you know, how there was a slightly middle-aged man who came and was telling Dr. Prashantam, you know, Dr. Prashantam, you know, every day I'm fighting with my wife, you know. I have a full day's work. I reach home at 6:37 and my wife starts, you know, because my mother is there and she's got into some fight with my mother. And the moment I enter the house, she starts yelling, saying, this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. And you don't care. You go off the money. You come in the evening. On and on and on and on. So Dr. Prashantam said, then what do you do? He said, no, doctor. Then I turn around and say, look, you think I'm sitting idle? I have to go out and work. I've got all this thing to do. What do you think? You know, I can sit at home and play umpire among all your fights. You know, don't you think I have to go out and work? Then what happens? Then she raises her voice even more. She says, what do you think you go out? And then what do? I shout even more. How long? See, it goes on like this. And then he comes and she puts a plate on my front of me and say, eat. And then I eat dinner. Right? So Prashantam said, you know, and he said, look, I need to get this guy to think differently. So he said, look, tomorrow when you come home after work, and she starts telling you, what a tough day I had. This didn't happen. Milk boiled over. The dhobi came late and your mother wanted this. For a minute, don't listen to any of the words, but listen to her voice.
Okay.
How is her voice? How does it move? How does it move up and down? What is the tone? You know,
okay.
How does she able to bring out her emotion in her voice? So just keep listening to her voice. Ignore the words. And slowly you'll figure out how to manage the situation. So he said, Ratna, just that much? Huh? Don't listen to the word. Just listen to the voice. How loud it is. How it moves up and down. How, you know, certain words are punctuated.
Right.
How the gaps in the... Listen to the voice. And come back after a month. So the guy went. A month later, he comes back to Dr. Prashantam. Mm. So Dr. Prashantam says, how is your life? He said, it's dramatically changed. So what has happened? You know, when I come home, month ago when I got home, she starts shouting. And I started listening to her voice. And I discovered she has a very nice voice. Her tone is really nice. And her diction is very good. Her voice modulation is fantastic. She brings out so much emotion in her voice. Doctor, I really started enjoying the voice. Then what happened? I was just listening to it. Then she used to say, Hari, I'm talking, you're listening. So I still, I'm just listening. And he said, my life has become much better. And then Prashantam said, look, I could have told, the reason it worked was that he stopped yelling back.
Right.
So he just allowed her to download her fury.
Right.
And he was just listening.
Right.
Earlier, she'll start, this guy will give her a party and it'll go forward, backward, it'll become, you know, it'll get into a complete tailspin. So I got him, and it's a common technique we use in negotiation, which is what we call reframing.
Correct, yes.
So reframe the whole, so what I did was got him to reframe the situation. Mm. It's no longer about listening to her words, but listening to her voice.
Right.
The moment he understood that, the whole game changed.
Yep.
And within a month, his marriage was much better because he was not shouting back.
Right.
And because he was not shouting back, she was not raising her voice.
There was no escalation.
Yeah. And it was a nice thing. So I think that was a great learning that, when you go and you can actually reframe the situation. So what the whole book is about, is about reframing.
Right.
Because when you, in any business, in media, like podcasting business, you are in Amit or in advertising or in financial services or in real estate or in selling computers or selling software, we all approach a client as a necessary evil.
Right.
We like him because he gives us money.
Yeah.
We also hate him because he makes demands.
Yes.
You know,
he has a mind of his own.
And he rejects our ideas. You know, so it's a love-hate relationship. Yeah. So I'm saying, look, can we reframe this relationship into one of learning? Hmm. Especially those, people who are listening to a podcast, probably in the age group of 25 to 35, have a whole life ahead of them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to learn? They'll learn from their bosses.
Right.
What I submit is they can actually learn a hell of a lot from the customers and clients they interact with.
Hmm.
Now, it could be as big as running in a podcasting company like you, or it could be running a small shop.
Hmm.
You know, you will learn something from every customer who walks in.
Right.
Right. And if you learn the right way, you can take it into your business and make your business that much better, that much more successful.
Like we were talking about in the last episode, right? How do you multiply? What kind of force multiplier effect you can get? You can get an effect like that by listening to people who are not necessarily adversarial to your own position, but where there is an occasional tension.
No, but what I'm saying is, many client relationships are a bit adversarial.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you switch the reference and say, look, I don't see him as an adversary. I see him as someone from whom I can learn.
Right.
And suddenly your whole perspective changes.
Yeah.
And when your perspective changes, the perspective of your client also will change.
Mm.
And so the relationship, like this husband-wife relationship, suddenly starts improving.
Right?
So which is the whole thing that, can we, reframe our customer relationship.
Hmm.
By reframing it, can we therefore move it into one of just selling to one of learning?
Yeah.
Can we learn from every customer?
Hmm.
And to learn, I developed that sponge framework.
Right.
Which is SPONGE.
Yes.
Which is your, S stands for superactive listening. P for probing and questioning. O for observing and noting. N is for the new behavior you want to understand. G is to get that behavior internalized, and then E is to expand and share.
Right.
So the whole book is about reframing your customer relationship from one of transactional and selling to one of long-term and learning.
Yes.
And that's really the book in short. I mean, I could have said this and finish the whole book in one page.
But then we would not have 28 episodes.
Yes,
to do
and
as well.
Yeah, 28 episodes
28
of this
episodes
podcast.
Or 28 episodes and 28 chapters of the book. Yeah, I guess book. That's probably
so,
first.
So I pulled out stories to, you know, illustrate this.
But it's been really interesting to listen to all of these stories, right? And I take your point. I think that that's actually the best way to look at this, right? How do you turn any interaction... Every interaction you have is an opportunity to either fight or an opportunity to collaborate,
yep,
right?
Sure.
It's either adversarial or it's cooperative. It's one of these two things, right? And the more cooperative your interactions are, I think the more net positive subgames you get out of things.
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. You're perfect. That's the way to go. So
okay. See
every relationship as something which you can give and you can take,
mm-hmm.
not just something where you can, you know, just take,
yeah.
you know. So every relationship can become... mutually beneficial and positive, win-win, more than win-win, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you can expand the pie.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and I think that's what I think that is what has been clearly demonstrated over your years, right? You worked with some of the biggest clients across the, across Indian industry, right? And it's clearly come through that, you know, there is a, that your arrangements, your relationships with your clients was not an adversarial relationship. It was a cooperative relationship.
It cannot be. If you've been successful in a B2B situation, whether you're selling computers, software, or you're selling advertising or podcasting services, the way to go, if you're successful, chances are you had a collaborative relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You had a relationship where you learned with every interaction.
Right.
And when I launched the book... at the launch, I think Mr. Gopalakrishnan asked me the question, do you think someone will write a book about what they learned from your ad agency? I said, sir, that I leave it to you to write.
Okay, I think that's a great place to end the book part of things. Any last words, Ambi, since this is going to be your last episode for until you write your next book?
Yeah, so I think the one is that there are 28 episodes, uh-huh. and I don't know how many people have come in now.
28 people listen to each and every episode. You know,
very good.
No,
so if you come in late, go back and listen to the first one.
Yes, please.
There are fabulous, you know, stories which I'm sure will be beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the book. It's available on Amazon for you to order, one click away. And I think most importantly, I think in every chapter of the book, I've tried and referenced some book or the other.
Yes.
And I think if you have the time, I was reading something today that, you know, every CEO, successful CEO reads 60 books a year. Now, I don't expect our listeners to read 60 books a year, but at least a book a month is something you got to average.
60 books a year is not that hard. I mean, like, very honestly, if you want to take it seriously, you read for an hour a night, you get through 60 books a year.
You do 60 books a year, Amit?
I easily do 60 books. I do more than 60. Easy. It's not that hard. If you read for an hour every night, that basically is 7 hours a week, right? Most books are 4 or 5 hours of reading. You can do
so
more
one
than
book a week.
More
yeah.
than a book
one,
a week.
One book a week.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult to do.
Yeah, so I'm saying read books, listen to useful podcasts, you know, listen to more and more great shows on IBM Podcast Network.
Absolutely.
And keep giving us feedback. And
I don't think we've done this all that much, but you are on Twitter as Ambi...
MGP.
Ambi MGP. AMBI MGP.
Yeah.
Follow Ambi. Write to Ambi. Ambi is very proactive on Twitter. So, I mean, like, chances are you will get a reply from him. Also, what we'll do is we'll put a list of the books that we have discussed over the course of the podcast. We'll create a web page and make that available to you guys so that you can see that.
That'll be great. That'd be super.
No, we'll do that. We'll put a page together so that people have that. That page will be accessible from the show notes. And Ambi, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Amit. Thank you for having me. Thank you for reading my book and asking me all those tough questions for me to answer. Yeah. So thank you very much, and till we meet again.